everyone's well aware of typical, hard drive based memory as well as CDs, DVDs, and Blu-rays. But the issues with these methods of memory is the long-term capacity of them. Some of them have lifetimes of, say, a few years, hundreds of years. But as the internet gets more and more progress, as the accessibility of information is becoming more and more, important, imperative in today's society, there is a large crunch, especially on the technological scale, with respect to long-term data storage. And what we have here is the ability to store extremely large amounts of data. So we're talking on like hundreds of terabyte scales in very, very small volumes, with structures that are the size of comparative to the human hair within glass. But not only that, we have this ability to not only store this large amount of data, but this data has an extremely, extremely long lifetime. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of years at typical room temperature.
And to put this in layman's terms, is this because it's kind of lasers, it's etched into crystal?
This is the thing,
So
right?
it's,
So
it, you preserve it.
so the that's the beauty of it. What we're doing is we're shooting fast pulse lasers, femtosecond scale pulse durations into glass, and by doing so, we're able to induce these extremely small, the size of your hair type structures, which are then can then be used to encode information. And not and when we say that we encode information, we're encoding information in five dimensions. So what this is essentially is five-dimensional optical storage. And the beauty of it is because it's in glass, it's in crystals, these structures are then maintained and they're structurally extremely strong. You could take like Corning glass, for example. You throw Corning glass against the wall, it's hopefully it doesn't crack, but more or less it's just, it should sustain its structure. You do this with the memory and it's indestructible. Whereas I imagine if you start throwing CDs and hard drives around the room, you're probably going to lose a lot of information and probably destroy your technology at the same time.
So just to go back here, we have all this information, especially now in the early part of the 21st century. I guess there is a danger at the moment that we, I think it was a Google boss that said we're in danger of a digital dark age or something. This could all be lost.
Essentially, that's the thing, and this is the beauty of the technology that we're developing here at the University of Southampton. The basis is that we can essentially promise and guarantee long-term, large capacity archiving of some of the world's greatest works. Some of the things that we've already stored into glass, we've stored the Holy Bible, the Magna Carta. Most recently, Sir Dr. David Payne went to Mexico to present the UN Human Rights Charter, which we stored in glass to the UN. And we've also stored different texts like Newton's Optics and the Book of Optics and whatnot, et cetera, into glass so that we can maintain and preserve these pieces of work and these pieces of art, which are extremely imperative for the human race.
And would we boil this down to, I know you're talking about the very important documents, but in future for all our personal family mementos and things
Exactly,
like that,
exactly.
could it come down to us?
It could be anything. This is the beauty of it. If it's pictures, if it's art pieces, or if it's, say, your wedding vows, you want to store your wedding vows for a long period of time so that generations upon generations want to look back at their old relatives like memories. It doesn't matter whether it's in a different language or if it's in a different subtext. All of this stuff we can store easily into glass so that we can preserve the knowledge, the culture, the essence of the human race. And that's what we're doing here at the University of Southampton. And that's what the beauty of this technology is.